In today's news headlines, President Donald Trump has said he is sending Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to Saudi Arabia immediately over the increasing controversy on the death of Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi. Khashoggi was a vocal critic of the Gulf Arab monarchy and was last seen entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. There is strong evidence that Saudi Arabia, and in particular Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, was behind Khashoggi's killing. According to the New York Times, the Turkish government has told the Trump administration that it possesses audio recordings of what occurred inside the consulate that day, evidence that U.S. officials said supports the conclusion that Khashoggi was interrogated, tortured, and then murdered. Trump tweeted on Monday morning, "Just spoke to the King of Saudi Arabia, who denies any knowledge of whatever may have happened, to, quote, our Saudi Arabian citizen. He said that they are working closely with Turkey to find answer. I'm immediately sending our Secretary of State to meet with the King!" Exclamation point. Trump was asked about the Khashoggi killing in an interview on PBS's 60 Minutes over the weekend, and this is what he had to say.
It's being investigated. It's being looked at very, very strongly. We would be very upset and angry if that were the case. As of this moment, they deny it, and they deny it vehemently. Could it be them? Yes.
Jared, your son-in-law, got on the phone and asked the prince, did he deny it?
They deny it every way you can imagine. In the not-too-distant future, I think we'll know an answer.
What are your options? Let's say they did. What are your options? Would you consider imposing sanctions as a bipartisan group of senators have proposed?
Well, it depends on what the sanction is. I'll give you an example. They are ordering military equipment. Everybody in the world wanted that order. Russia wanted it. China wanted it. We wanted it. We got it, and we got all of it, every bit of it.
So would you cut that off?
I tell you what I don't want to do. Boeing, Lockheed, Raytheon, all these I don't want to hurt jobs. I don't want to lose an order like that. And you know, there are other ways of
punishing,
to use a word that's a pretty harsh word, but it's true.
Tell everybody what's at stake here. You know,
There's a lot at stake, and maybe especially so because this man was a reporter. There's something, you'll be surprised to hear me say that, there's something really terrible and disgusting about that if that were the case. So we're going to have to see. We're going to get to the bottom of it, and there will be severe punishment.
That's President Trump in an interview on 60 Minutes this past weekend discussing the murder of Saudi journalist and Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi. According to Associated Press, Saudi Arabia on Sunday threatened to retaliate for any sanctions imposed against it after President Donald Trump said that the oil-rich kingdom deserves, quote, severe punishment if it is found responsible for Khashoggi's fate. Additionally, quote, international business leaders are pulling out of the kingdom's upcoming investment forum, a high-profile event known as Davos in the Desert, and the sell-off on Riyadh's Tadawul stock exchange showed that investors are uneasy. Republican Senator Marco Rubio, in an interview on Sunday, underscored the strong pressure that the Trump administration faces from Congress in order to hold the Saudis accountable. This is what Rubio said in the CNN interview.
But there needs to be a strong response if, in fact, this proves to be true. If they lured this man into that consulate, they went medieval on him, and he was killed, and he was chopped up, and they sent a death crew down there to kill him and do all this, that'd be an outrage. And just because they're an ally in an important mission, which is containing Iranian expansion in the region, cannot allow us to overlook or walk away from that.
That's Senator Marco Rubio speaking to Jake Tapper of CNN in an interview on Sunday about the Jamal Khashoggi murder. In other news, thousands of survivors of Hurricane Michael, which slammed into the Florida panhandle with frightening speed last week, are furious, saying there is no government help coming their way. One survivor named Barbara Sanders told the Daily Beast, quote, that not a single relief agency had come by to check on them. Only the police had come, and it was to tell everyone to leave. She said, quote, they told us there's nothing they can do, and it's going to take a long time to rebuild. According to the outlet, the destruction is everywhere, at every corner, as far as the eye can see. Mexico Beach, where the hurricane's eye wall slammed into Florida with 140 miles per hour winds, is flattened. Panama City, gem of the Emerald Coast, looks like a bomb has been dropped on it. It is now a desolate landscape of toppled power poles, transformers, electrical lines, severed trees, and metal roofings twisted and tangled into a sea of debris. Nearly all homes, businesses, stores, banks, schools are severely damaged or destroyed, skeletal remains with blown-out windows or crushed facades. To residents, it is unrecognizable. End of quote. Florida Governor Rick Scott has sentenced state authorities to help residents. According to CNN, quote, more than 1,800 law enforcement officers have been sent to impacted areas in the Panhandle and Big Bend, along with more than 400 ambulances with over 700 staff. The Florida National Guard has activated 4,000 soldiers and airmen to help with search and rescue, clearing roads and delivering supplies. Hundreds of thousands of Floridians remain without power. In Panama City, the majority of the local district's schools will be shuttered. So far, the death toll has hit 18 and is expected to rise. In the city of Mexico Beach, whose population numbers only 1,200, 46 people out of the 289 that refused to evacuate are still missing. That city's entire police department headquarters has been wiped out. In other news, President Trump, in the PBS interview he gave over the weekend, was asked about the record-breaking turnover his White House has experienced. He referred to his Defense Secretary James Mattis as, quote, sort of a Democrat, and implied that he may be leaving soon.
I think I have a great cabinet. There are some people that I'm not happy with. I have some people that I'm not thrilled with, and I have other people that I'm beyond thrilled with.
Mattis, is he going to leave?
Well, I don't know. He hasn't told me that. I have a very good relationship with him. I had lunch with him 2 days ago. I have a very good relationship with him. It could be that he is. I think he's sort of a Democrat, if you want to know the truth. But General Mattis is a good guy. We get along very well. He may leave. I mean, at some point, everybody leaves. Everybody. People leave. That's Washington.
That's President Trump in an interview with PBS over the weekend, speaking about Defense Secretary James Mattis. The Pentagon released a curt statement following the interview saying, Secretary Mattis is laser-focused on doing his job, ensuring the U.S. military remains the most lethal force on the planet, end of quote. Mattis is currently on a visit to Vietnam, the second time this year. According to AP, Mattis's presence is, quote, signaling how intensively the Trump administration is trying to counter China's military assertiveness by cozying up to smaller nations in the region that share American wariness about Chinese intentions. On Saturday, Trump invited American pastor Andrew Brunson to the White House to celebrate his release from Turkish custody after nearly 2 years. Brunson had been arrested in Turkey in the fall of 2016 and placed under house arrest. Trump's victory in securing his freedom is seen as a political gift to evangelical Christians ahead of the midterm elections. Brunson, during his White House visit, prayed for Trump to be given, quote, supernatural wisdom to accomplish all the plans you have for this country and for him. After the prayer, Trump said, quote, can I ask you one question? Who did you vote for? And that does it for our headlines today.